You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, recently the Capitol Cinema on Dominion Road closed down. Not long after that news broke, it was announced that Rialto Distribution was going to buy the cinema, so it would slash could stay open. Daniel Pixton is a film nerd and also works for the Monterey Cinema Group as a programmer. The Monterey Cinema Group is owned by Kelly Rogers and David Roth, the pair who started Rialto Cinemas. Since then, they have sold Rialto but retained 5 cinemas throughout New Zealand and remain the owners of Rialto Distribution. Now, Lillian Hanley spoke with Daniel about the importance of cinema and started by asking why the Capitol closed down.
Well, I guess they closed down, so there was something going on there. But I don't see that it's tied to any larger kind of trend. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of what you're asking?
I suppose there's just because within months anyway, where Vidéon down the road on Dominion Road had shut down, and then Capitol, which was the sort of local cinema for that area, I suppose, shutting down.
Yeah,
and they are different, of course. But this idea that perhaps there is this kind of attitude that it is easier to stay home and stream something rather than heading out to buy a DVD or rent a DVD or
I'd agree with that. Like ease is one thing though. What is quality though? Because what we're seeing in Auckland and around the country is cinemas are getting built. They've just added an amazing one down in Tauranga. The Tauranga Crossing just opened up. They're building a new cinema in Newmarket. They just opened the one in Christchurch, the huge multiplex. People are still going to the cinema, and that's something that, I mean, Vidéon, I went to Vidéon, and it's for obscure films you can't find on the internet. It was a treasure trove. It was amazing. But because that's directly tied to home entertainment, which is what streaming is home entertainment, whereas cinema is an experience. You go out and you see a film in the perfect auditorium for watching that film, and you get your ice cream or your whatever, and you watch it with a group of people who are also very excited to see this piece of art. And I don't know if that's going to be impacted as much by home entertainment stuff, but I guess we'll see. I mean, they were really scared when television came out. They were really scared when DVD came out. And I mean, it hasn't really impacted it. Mm.
Mm. So why was it that the Monterey Cinema Group wanted to buy the Capitol?
Well, the owner really loved the cinema, and, you know, it came up that it was closing down, and I think they saw an opportunity and they grabbed it. And it's a beautiful space.
Yeah, talk more about the space.
It's just, it's one screen, it's 132 seats, so it's quite a sizable auditorium. But the actual atmosphere in there it's just like that old Art Deco kind of era, beautiful sort of like purple and gold. And it's just really, what's the word?
An experience,
I suppose. it's like stepping back in time a little bit. I don't want to get too cinema nerdy about it, but the sight lines are amazing.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's, I mean, so in terms of like spaces, auditoriums, things to worry about is a sight line for each seat in the cinema and like where the screen is. And it's impressive what they've done with an old building, especially usually with an old building, you come into lots of issues around like the proportions of the space and stuff.
Right.
And when it was laid out. So that was, I think that was actually to do with Richard, who used to own it.
And okay.
He did a great job.
Really thought about it.
Really good. Like everyone always worries about front row. No one ever wants front row. The front row there is actually one of the better ones I've found. It's you're not craning your neck up. The screen's actually quite low.
It's
good.
Thoughtful things.
But again, that's me on a nerd tangent.
Well, there is, I mean, so part of that is quite a, you know, makes it very special, makes it very unique, all of those things, and particularly the one screen thing. But would that also be to its detriment in that it could only host one film at a time?
Yeah, I mean, other cinemas we can play, you know, multiple sessions at the same time because of having more screens. So you can only do the one film at a time. You can change your programming around within the day, you can have different films on, or you can stagger, sort of, you can have like this film on in the morning on one day or in the evening another day. So you've got to be a little more focused or precise with your programming, and you've got to choose which films are going to work at what times. Mm. So I guess that in that sense, you're right. It's like a double-edged sword where you got this one beautiful space, but you really have to focus on making that space work.
What is the plan to make it work? What's the sort of dream of keeping this place open? Is it just to keep it open, or will there be some sort of development? Will there be changes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not just to like keep it open. We want it to be, you know, a really cool place, working well. We always like to focus on the community as well, like who is around us that wants to utilize this space. A cinema, I think, is, well, it's sort of like the place where we tell stories to each other, you know. Film is, I think, society telling stories to each other. It's what are the stories we want to tell each other and we want to hear. There's a big, diverse community around the capital. Lots of cool people. Like there's the late night restaurants just right across the road, all around us. So we want to tap into catering for everyone. We want to put on lots of events, lots of special sort of one-off screenings you can't get anywhere else. Make it part of that experience. Really cool things like that.
Is it, in terms of you working there now, in terms of that being now under your umbrella of programming work and that sort of thing, what does that entail? What's your day-to-day? Do you just sort of watch these screeners and decide whether they are played or not?
That's part of it, but I wish that was all it was. But no, it's getting in and looking at what's going to work best, what we think might capture the imagination of those communities we sort of cater for, and then sort of finding where we can make those films work best. Making room for them. There's a lot of films being made at the moment, so that's a big part of it, is maybe letting certain films go and being like, well, we just don't have space for it. That's always hard for me because I'm such a film fan that it's hard to say no to anything, but sometimes you got to, especially if you only got one screen. Yeah.
How will you sort of engage with the community around you, or sort of what it is that people are wanting from the cinema now? How are you going to go about doing that?
Well, we listen to customer feedback a lot. It also, you will be told in the results of a film. If you get, you know, 1,000 more people coming into one film than another, you know that's what people are looking for, and you start to see trends over time about what sort of films people are wanting, and that's changing all the time too. Mm. Three Billboards came on the scene. Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and that changed a lot. That was huge film. Time and place. There was a time and place, but that started changing. Like, oh well, people were looking for this kind of film too, because you know, there's a lot of swear words in that film. There's a lot of dark subject matter. Not a lot of car crashes or explosions or superheroes, but people were still real keen to see it. So it's just keeping an eye on all that. And
yeah, some of the things that I did hear about after there was the announcement that it was going to stay open is that actually people need to go and watch the films, right? That's a way of supporting
to
stay open.
Yeah. And going out to the cinema and seeing, like, these spaces have been made specifically to give the best experience possible for, or the best vehicle for that art to be, you know, now part of your your consciousness or whatever, you know, you soak it in and you get to take people with you. You get to all go and have a good experience. So it's a very community-based activity, really. You might see people you've haven't seen in a while. You might meet some new people. And so, yeah, people need to come out. And also just, you know, let people know as well. If you have suggestions, or we always want to hear that stuff. We want to work with the community to provide the service that they want.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.